information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hi, hello, and hey, and welcome to this week's Criticast. The name is Larry, and it's an absolute pleasure being here with you this week. Some highlights for this week. I'm going to be talking about Lobola later on. I got your views coming, they came in. It's a totally exciting show. And also got music from guys like JJ as well as Tinashe Makura. Beautiful music from Zimbabwe. But first and foremost, the highlights of the stories that happened this week. First, that sad story from Botswana. 11 Zimbabweans who were in some sort of public transport on their way to South Africa perished in a car accident after they hit a donkey and then ended up hitting a tree. So yeah, that's sad. And one of the people that died on the bus was a kid. There were 5 males and 5 females, and yeah, it's sad. It's really sad. Yeah, sad accident that took place there. Also happening this past week, what else happened? There was a story that came out of South Africa, a pretty scary story, actually. It say that the 60% of commercial sex workers in South Africa are HIV positive. Yep, as many as 60% of the 150,000 commercial sex workers in South Africa are HIV positive. And guess what? The clients sometimes insist they're not using condoms. The thing that has got me asking this question: do we even know how many prostitutes there are in Zimbabwe, or do we just pretend they don't exist? Because officially it's illegal, right? So we can't really have a conversation about it. I mean, like, you know, I don't know, it'd be interesting. Maybe I should give the National Aids Council a call and ask them if they actually have got statistics on that. Because, yeah, I mean, you know, it's a reality. You've got to face it. Yeah. Also happened this past week, a raunchy dancer. Yeah. One of those raunchy dancers at a club in Southerton, the strip club. Yeah, we've got those in Zimbabwe now. Well, apparently she had sex live on stage with a patron while everybody else cheered. So she was dancing and this guy came onto the stage and started dancing with her. And then he got overexcited. She requested a condom and the sex happened. Yeah. She got arrested because, she's not supposed to touch patrons. I don't know if she's going to get, into trouble for having sex on stage, but that's what she's going to be charged with. Probably just indecent behavior. I don't know. Whatever. It's weird. Yeah. Some people get turned on by things of that sort. Happening in world football, Cristiano Ronaldo was crowned World Footballer of the Year. Yeah, that actually happened. And Messi came second, and German World Cup winner Manuel Neuer came third. Yeah. Messi and Ronaldo are beginning to get along nowadays. Remember, they wouldn't really talk to each other back in the day. Now they're acting like chums. Somebody should give them a room. Yeah. Then an incredible and crazy story that was reported all the way from China this past week. Well, guess what? A man had his manhood cut off twice by his woman. Now, how do you think to yourself, what is twice? What do you mean twice? Did what happened? Well, actually what happened, this guy by the name of Fan was messaging some other woman. Then he did not log out of his account. His wife sees the messages he's sending to another woman. She decides to chop his manhood off. Yeah? And then that happens, right? And he runs off to the hospital. And then she sneaks... Well, they reattach his penis, right? And then sneaks into the hospital and chops it off again and throws it out the window. Yeah. All because he didn't log off. Mainly because he cheated. But hey, look. Yeah, it's strange out there. Like, totally strange. Weird. Absolutely weird.
Playing today's best music. Playing today's best music. Best music. Best music.
So
Yeah, that is the music of Jeromeo JJ. Yeah, JJ, the guy from Big Brother House. Big Brother Africa, yeah, he was in Big Brother Africa this year at the same time as, what's his name? Butterfly was on. The track is called Love You Better. I don't know what loving somebody better is. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know. Anyway, it's the Quiddicast. The name is Larry. And the thing I want to talk about right now came from a very sick and disgusting story that came through on the news this past week. A man from the, what was it called? The Mangwe district somewhere in southern Zimbabwe was sentenced to 210 hours of community service. This guy was 32 years old. He's a teacher. For having sex with a former pupil aged 14. Now, the thing is, okay, some people say it's just underage sex with a minor. Now, according to what I understand of the law, my little understanding of the law, underage sex with a minor is called statutory rape. And statutory rape is, it's just sick. What makes this even sicker is that, well, first of all, it's not even the beginning of it. Okay, what makes this sickening is that this guy hooked up with a girl when she was in grade 7. His excuse is, well, you know, I thought she was 16. And that was some sort of mitigation that was given in court. I don't know. I don't understand how the law works sometimes. It's just weird. She's grade 7, for crying out loud. How did you think a 16-year-old would be in grade 7? And also, I mean, I don't understand. If I'm talking to a grade 7, I feel like, you know, you're feeling like you're talking to a kid. So what exactly are you talking to a kid about? It's weird. And not only that, it gets even worse. This was the third time he had done that. When he did this before, yeah, twice he was transferred from the school. So this guy's a serial, you know, statutory rapist or whatever. I mean, there's no suggestion at this moment that the other two cases involved underage girls, but he was having sex with his pupils. And the fact that he was just sent to another school was just weird for us. It's just weird. It's just, what are you doing? Education system, what are you doing? And for me, to top it all off, what the magistrate said was just like the weirdest thing ever. Do you know what the magistrate said? The magistrate says, wait, well, actually, you know, I was going to give you a custodial sentence. Because what happened? He was given 9 months in prison. 3 months were suspended for 5 years. And 6 months were, the you know, with the whole thing, like 210 hours community service or else. He said, well, I felt like I shouldn't give you a really harsh sentence because you're going to lose your job. Like, let's feel sorry for the pedophile. Yeah, let's do that, magistrate. Our idiot of the year, really? What are we just gonna feel sorry for the pedophile because he's gonna lose his job for being a sicko? Really? It's disgusting. It shows how little, you know, the space we give in this country for what you call it, for the fight against pedophilia. It's weird, you know. It's just don't do that. Just makes us weird. Let's take care of our kids.
Jamming your airwaves. Jamming your airwaves. Jamming your airwaves. Let's lay in the hottest R&B and hip hop.
Yes!
Follow you with my eyes. Wish that I could be your shadow. Talk to you in a whisper. Softer than a song. After dark, raptured with desires,
Yeah, that is music from a man by the name of Tinashe Makura. Makes beautiful music, that guy. The track is called Love and a Little Laughter. The great music there from Zimbabwe. The name is Larry. You're listening to the Criticast. On the other side of the CMAC top 5 Zimbabwean songs you should be listening to right now, I talk about Lovola. Yeah. Is it okay for your woman, or is it okay for a woman to contribute towards the Lovola? I get some of your views as well as what I think on the matter. It's Larry, you're listening to the Criticast.
This is a journey into music and sound.
Real shana, and I got the better flavor. And if I say howdy, y'all, I'm doing you a favor.
Mana tamanya mavunduka besa pana no gona kutibata tiri masoja kona kunundini case vano zviva
Wise, I ready be the movement. Young dude, but we true to Christ through the music. Gotta make a statement, he the one I believe in. Ready to preach the gospel like in and out of season.
First time that I hit the spotlight, I knew this was the perfect time to let you know that I've arrived and I'm bringing the new school.
I'm shooting for the stars, hope the sky's bulletproof.
Just to know when I'm out, I get to know what I'm needs. I get to know when I'm a time away and ever.
Got standard something, engine kaka, let the aircon playlist dino spaka. Why is here?
I am listening to DJ C-Mac. A super DJ is this upon the turntables.
Yeah, shout out to DJ Simac for that top 5 that you should be listening to right now. The name is Larry. You listen to the Criticast. And yeah, I put out a question on the socials this past week, and I asked the question, is it okay for your woman or a woman who wants to get married to contribute towards the Lobola? And first of all, I'm going to go through your views and then I'm going to come back with mine. Yeah.
Hey Larry, interesting topic you have right there. Two maybe three things. One, if the woman believes in Lobola, right? I think it is definitely wrong for her to contribute, because the idea behind Lobola, as far as I know, is to unite two families. So why is she assisting him to do that when he is supposed to do it, if he doesn't have the money to do that, or whatever contributions to do that? Then his family is supposed to help out, like his uncles and his sekurus, his dads, his bamnini bankurus. Those people are supposed to pitch in and help. But if she is then going to contribute, I think it's similar to her dad actually assisting this Mukwasha in-law to pay the Lobola, which kind of defeats the purpose, right? Yeah. And then two, no, I'm still coming back to say no. I don't think she should. She should, whether she believes or she doesn't. No, no to Lobola. She does not contribute in what way? As Shandi, that's my view.
Well, I think women should not contribute to the Aurora or Lobola thingy, because it's against the culture. I think it gives out a picture that the woman is desperate, or the husband in question is not man enough, or is poor. If it was me, that would offend my ego, my pride.
Is it okay for a woman to contribute towards Lobola Aurora? There's two sides to it. For one, it is okay if and only if the guy really wants to marry you, but he has part or most of the money and he's just asking for you to like maybe top up, and then he'll pay you back, and maybe you guys could sign a contract about that. But it's not okay if you're going to pay about 55-60% or even 50% for yourself. I mean, if the guy really wanted to, he should have saved up a bit more, okay? There's always two sides to this. And my name is Dave Block. I'm from H-Town, Harare. Yeah.
Hi, Larry. This is Cornelius Colanto. I'm in Cheetown. I think it is okay for a woman to contribute toward the payment of Lobola. For me, it is a sign of commitment. It shows that the lady is committed to the husband and also committed to the marriage, that she is willing to go that extra mile just to help her husband to pay for her lobola. So, for the sake of love, I think it's okay for women to contribute towards the payment of their own bride price. That's what I think.
Okay.
Yeah, as you can see, a lot of dividing views right there. Oh, it's just intense, isn't it? Because when you really think about it, there's so many traditional issues to look at. For example, some people say kuzurora and that sort of thing. A woman cannot marry herself. So it's just kind of weird. I don't know. To be honest, it's got to be down to what the two people can actually live with. I know that in the end of the day, some of these things end up coming back to bite you in the rear end and that sort of thing. But it's such a difficult situation. It is really such a difficult situation because in reality, sometimes you want to get married, but the finances aren't great. I mean, I know I've heard of people who have gone and paid ridiculous amounts of money to Rora and that sort of thing, right? And they now are living a shambolic lifestyle. You think of it, they went and paid that 5,000, 10,000, 20,000, whatever it is. They really couldn't afford. Now they can't really live the life that they want to. So it's just a lot of pressure, isn't it? I don't know. To be honest, I can see both sides of the argument. I can see why some people say no, because they're absolute traditionalists. And I see why some people say yes, because they're not so hung up on tradition as some people might be. But at the end of the day, I think it's just down to doing what both people can live with, honestly. And you got to look at affordability. Can you afford to be married? Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird. Anyway, good luck to anybody who's in that situation right now, because it's difficult. It's difficult from the traditional aspect. And you know, it's foreboding whatever might happen later on, issues of pride and whatever it is. Anyway, yeah, for whatever views you have, if you'd like to share them with me, get in touch with me via email. The email address is info@latinquidirai.com. Also, you can get me on Twitter @Quidirai, or you get me on my website, www.latinquidirai.com. Quidirai's got a Y-I at the end. And with that, I leave you listening to music from a guy by the name of... he's got a very interesting name. That Travolta guy... And it features Brisky, Medicine, and Aveda. The track is called No Kings Around. The name is Larry. You've been listening to the Quidcast. Take care of yourself.
Yeah. Who's gonna stop me now? Cause I'm mad at the way nobody on top of me now. Nothing you can tell me now. Now when you're talking to me next to you, put in a crown up. Cause I be yelling, ain't no kings around us. Ain't no kings around us. There ain't no kings around us. Ain't no kings around us now. Ain't no kings around us. All my castles in the air, so there ain't no kings around us. Ain't no kings around us now.
I'm 21, number one. Do it like I do, ain't no one. Started so hard like the cigarette I'm smoking, but you fade it so loud, like me another one. If you talking about kings, you be talking about me, myself and I, ain't no other one. How I did it, how you couldn't, left everybody wondering how come. It's my turn, my throne, my time, ain't nobody will come. You selling souls, luminary buying, sell my mount, I'ma sell my album. Your outcome, my income, still upcoming, but I know my outcome. Cause I'm David, where my
body at? If you don't like him, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you wanna go out?